就是鸭蛋教，就是拜偶像的。
Okay. I used to be an idol worshipper in Taiwan.
我爸爸是客家人，妈妈是闽南人。
My mom and daddy are from different ethnic background in Taiwan.
那么爸爸对这个宗教的信仰很入迷。
And my dad was really into that idol worshipping.
所以他呢，就信了这个一贯道。
And that's how he got into this idol worshipping in the first place.
因为当时的一贯道是违法的宗教。
Because at that time, actually in Taiwan, it was illegal for him to practice that kind of a religion.
那么信这个一贯道之后呢，我们就更加的虔诚啊，我们就吃素哈，吃了八年。
And once we got into it, we started to practice vegetarian, and we didn't eat any meat for 8 years.
那么我家啊，就和平乡来讲，就是有三个那个教堂哈，这么说那个主堂啊，我家就是其中之一。
In the village where we live, there were 3 main chapels, and my home was one of those.
那么又开一个小的杂货店。
Also, we had a little shop to sell groceries.
所以初一十五的时候啊，就很多的一贯道的信徒啊，这边拜偶像。
So every month on the 1st and the 15th of the month, and other worshippers will come to our home to worship the idol.
虽然我家小小的一间房子啊，把那个最好那一间呢、啊，就当做啊这个拜偶像的地方。
Though our house was small, we dedicate the best room for this idol worshiping.
因为拜偶像呢，吃素吃了八年，很不自由。
Because we had to be vegetarian for three years, and I didn't feel like it.
那么这个宗教又是违法的，所以呢，有的时候啊，警察来了，要把这个偶像哦带到山上去，把它藏起来。
In addition, because it was illegal at that time, sometimes before the policemen would come, we have to hide the idols into the mountain.
当时我读初中、高中的时候了，有六年的时间都是带便当。
So when I was in junior high and high school, for 6 years, I would bring my lunch boxes.
我跟妈妈讲说，妈妈，我每天吃这个蛋呐、啊，吃那个啊，都是吃腻了，你是不是可以弄一点咸鱼给我带便当这样？
So I would ask my mom, I'm really getting sick and tired of this egg every day. Can you give me a little bit, salty fish, for example?
当时这个妈妈她说可以啊，但是我很怕你爸爸。
My mom said, yes, maybe, but I'm really afraid of your daddy.
所以有的时候啦，我一直跟妈妈的要求，妈妈就真的煎鱼给我们吃了。
So after begging her for a long time, she started to fry fish for us.
但是我爸爸闻到那个味道，他就起来了。
And then once my daddy smelled the food, he woke up.
所以那个鱼哦，煎得半生不熟啊，就藏在这个厨子里面去了。
So we had to hide the fish before it was actually cooked.
不得不又把这个鱼带到学校去吃哦。
And then I had to bring that half cooked fish to school for lunch.
所以我认为这个宗教不太适合，不太好。
And therefore I felt this so-called religion wasn't good for us.
很可怜啊，有的时候就是吃那个东西啊，不然我的体格可能会变高一点。
If I had a better food to eat when I was in high school, probably I would be taller by now.
那么我家的偶像还蛮多的哟。
Actually, we had quite a few number of idols in our house.
有铜做的、银做的、木头做的、泥土做的，很多。
They're made of different materials such as bronze, clay,and silver, and many of them.
那么这个偶像有的时候啊，新的来了又要去拿偶像。
Sometimes when new ones come, we need to go get them.
有一天我爸爸告诉我说，你今天回来的时候，你就要到东市一言饼行那个教主那边拿一个关公像回来。
So one of those days, my daddy will tell me, after school, you should go to somewhere, get this idols for us.
你说一个高中生坐一个巴士。带一个偶像在前面好看吗
？Try to imagine a high school student on a bus have a big idol in his lap. What would that look like?
还要点香哎。
And you have to light up the incense.
我说爸爸不要吧，说你不要你不行，你要把它带回来。
I kind of hesitated, but my daddy said you have to do it.
我那个时候为了孝敬父母啊。 就答应他了。
So in order to honor my parents, I agreed to do it for him.
结果我带什么去呢？我带个麻袋去。
So I brought me with me a sack.
啊，那个是装面粉，那个以前有中美合作那个面粉的袋子哦，就带去了。
So this is the kind of sack that you used to use for flour containers.
我到那个一言饼行东市的那个一贯道的教主的时候，他说我这样了，我说好，我就这样了。
So therefore, I went to that place and took the idol back.
走到半路他没有看到，我就把偶像放进那个麻袋里面去了。
And halfway, while he was not noticing, I put the idol into my sack.
把那个香也把它弄熄掉了。
And I put off the incense also.
我就坐在巴士的最后面。
So I was riding at the very end of the bus.
我一直思考这个问题。
So I was thinking about this.
为什么？这个是真神吗？
Why do I have to do this? Is this truly a God?
我想这个问题了、哦、
So I started to wonder about that.
结果下车回来了。
So when I got off the bus, and
因为车站离我家大概是有40公尺。
It's about 40 meters away the bus stop is from my house.
我爸爸一直看那个巴士上去了，这班车下了一定回来了。
So my daddy was actually watching over.
他说你的偶像怎么用这样拿的，用甩的？
So he rebuked me. How could you carry the idol in this kind of manner?
It's not. 我不管他三七二十一，我就直接不就走到那个我家那个拜偶像，就把它放上去，又放得很大声啊，嘣，就很不高兴。
So he said it was not respectful, but I didn't care. I just took the idol and dropped it on the ground.
不但这样啊，他那天甚至要拿那个扁担打我。
Because of this, he wanted to hit me with a long stick.
因为我父亲脾气不太好，这是受过日本教育的。
Because my dad actually, he had a Japanese education and he had a very bad temper.
还没信耶稣的时候，他曾经当过代表。
And before he was converted to Christian, he was actually a nominee for something.
烟抽得很凶。
He was very heavy smoker.
因为自己有卖烟嘛，没有就拿，没有就抽。
Because after all, he had a shop that sells cigarettes, so he always smoked.
好像接力赛一样，一直接，一直，一直接，一直。
He would smoke one after another nonstop.
肺都弄坏了。
In the end, his lungs are destroyed.
不但这样，因为我家在横贯公路的旁边，那个时候那个路哈还是石头路啊。
In addition, our house was located right next to the little highway.
那个车子走过很多的灰尘。
At that time. The highway was very dusty when cars passed by.
那么我家的偶像啊，又很多灰尘。
And so many idols in our house, they all get dusty.
我爸爸叫我们兄弟姐妹要去洗那个偶像哦。
And therefore,
跟偶像洗脸啊。
My daddy will ask me and our brother and sister to wash those idols.
啊，我说这个有点麻烦呐、啊。
I said this is very tedious.
但是我爸爸就是虔诚到那个地步。
Yet my daddy was so fervent.To that point,
他早上有的时候会念木鱼哦，会在那边念经，敲这个哦，就是这样的。
In the morning, he will get up really early to say prayer words to those idols.
整个房间哦都是有那个檀香的味道，还有那个烟的味道。
The whole house was full of the smell of the incense.
感谢主，南市真耶稣教会在南市有一个真耶稣教会。
Thank Lord, there is a True Jesus Church in the town where we live.
就在我家的斜坡上面。
It's right above the slope where we live.
那个时候灵恩布道会。
And then they had a spiritual convocation and evangelical service.
我们那个彭执事哦，就来给我传福音了。
And then there was a Deacon Pong came to tell us the good news.
他说你家那个烧那个什么东西那么臭。
He said, "What you guys are burning in your house smells so bad."
他说。看我家从那个窗户，那个是百叶窗，一打开来看哦，那么多偶像。他说：“这个偶像啊，这个不是真神了、啊，你来听道理好不好？”这样。
So when he passed through the window, saw those idols, he told us, "Those are just idols, not God. You should come to listen to the truth."
感谢主，那个时候我一直想吃素，再吃下去不得了了。
At that time, I thank Lord. At that time, I really was getting sick and tired of.Being a vegetarian.
我要一辈子洗偶像吗？把偶像洗澡吗
？Should I spend my rest of my life to wash those idols？
我心里很不平。
I really was angry.
所以我的动机就是上啊，真耶稣教会 布道去听道理了。
And therefore that motivated me to go to the True Jesus Church to listen to the truth.
那个时候我第一次到会堂去，我不敢进去。
The first time I was there, I actually dare not go into the chapel.
因为我听信徒祷告声哦，好像喝醉酒这样。
Because when I heard the people there was praying just like they were drunk.
很大声哎。
Was very loud.
哇，有时候拍手啊，鼓掌这样。
Some of them will even clap their hands.
我进去哦，我很怕，我始终不敢进去，在外面看。
I was so scared that I didn't want to go inside. I just was waiting outside to watch.
但是我记得有牧夫执事，蔡牧夫执事哦，到我们那边去牧会。
But I still remember the pastor who was pastoring over there at that time.
他一直鼓励我进到会堂来听神的道理。
He kept on encouraging me to go inside to listen to the truth.
结果呢，我就真的就坐到最后面了。
In the end, I came in and sit in the behind.
他就打开圣经给我看。
So he opened up the Bible, showed me.
我记得印象深，诗篇115篇那边讲偶像哦，有眼睛不能看，有耳朵不能闻，那个见解哦，大家都很清楚哦。
I still remember hymn 115, which says that those idols, they even though they have eyes, they couldn't see, they have noses, they couldn't smell. I still can't remember very clearly.
但是我跟他讲，我有点怕这个偶像哦。
Then I told the pastor that actually I was a little afraid of those idols.
他又翻一节圣经给我看。
So he opened up another Bible verse.
好，我们翻开这个耶利米书第十章的第十五节。
Let's turn to that verse.
十章的十五节，这边啊，十章的第五节哈，他讲说哈，啊，这个偶像啊，不能够降祸，也无能力啊，这个降福，所以我们不要怕他。
It's in Jeremiah chapter 10.
哇。耶利米书第十章的第五节
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 5 it says they must be carried because do not fear them they cannot do no harm nor can they do any good
不能说话不能行走啊有人要抬着啊所以你们不要怕他
like a scarecrow in a melon patch their idols cannot speak they must be carried because they cannot walk、
so、感谢主我不怕了
And thank God, I did not fear them anymore.
所以我回到家里之后呢，我就要想宗教革命了。
So when I returned home, I wanted to have this religious revolution in my home.
不过很难哦。
It was very difficult, however.
你看偶像这么多。
There are so many of them.
那个祭品那么多。
There's so many idol places for them to sit.
你说要把偶像除掉，那个不是一件容易的事情呢。
It was not that easy just to get rid of them.
但是呢，我一直祷告神。
So I just kept on praying.
结果感谢主，南市教会布道会最后一天的时候啊，我得到圣灵了。
And thank God, the last day of that evangelical service, I received the Holy Spirit.
因为那天是最后一天，所以啦，传道就勉励我说话，你最好是早上早点来祷告。
Because that was the last day, the pastor encouraged me to come really early in the morning.
感谢主，我那天就四点多就到会堂去祷告。
As a result, I arrived at church at 4 o'clock in the morning.
以前的会堂有一个祷告室，小小一间祷告室。
The church had a little prayer room.
有男的祷告室，女的祷告室。
One for men, one for women.
我就进到那个男的祷告室祷告，那个跪垫是一个板子的，很痛，跪下来这个腿很酸啊。
So I went into a room for men and had to kneel down on a piece of wooden boards and very tiring for me.
我跟神这样的祷告。
So I prayed like this to God.
我说主啊，我家拜偶像拜这么多，是对吗
？So I ask the Lord, see, we have so many idols in our house. Is this correct?
吃素吃了八年，这样对吗
？Is this okay for me to be a vegetarian for 8 years?
我把我的心中的苦告诉神啊，我的心好像很痛悔啊。
I told everything to God, and I was repenting in my heart.
弟兄姐妹们，感谢主！我那天祷告哦，早祷会的时候，五点半早祷会的时候，我就得圣灵了。
Thank the Lord, and at 5:30 that morning, I received the Holy Spirit.
我得圣灵的时候特别奇妙。
It was very wonderful, and I did receive it.
有一个光哦，热从我这旁边过去。
There was a bright light and heat coming through me.
我不知道怎么样，我身体没有办法控制了。
I couldn't control my body anymore.
我的嘴巴我一直讲灵言呢，我就哭出来了。
And I started to speak in tongues and started crying.
哇！现在想到那个情况哦，真的很喜乐哈。
And really joyful that time.
结果得圣灵之后呢，我从祷告室出来的时候啊，很多弟兄姐妹嘛都给我拍手啊。
So when I received the Holy Spirit and got out of the prayer room, brothers and sisters will clap their hands for me.
结果我问传道，我说到底是做什么啊？
I was asking the pastor, what's going on here?
我为什么会这样？
Why did I do that?
他就翻开使徒行传第二章告诉我，你得圣灵了。
So he turned to the book of Acts chapter 2 and told me, you have received the Holy Spirit.
那个时候啊，林凤的长老就说，你得圣灵，你 就要先受洗，快先受洗，然后呢，再来这个先洗礼了哦。
So Elder Lin will tell me to get baptized first, now since you have received the Holy Spirit.
哦，我那时候信心很坚强哦。
That time my faith was really strong.
他告诉我们说，拜个偶像东西你不能吃哦。
Since he told me that you shall not partake of any of the food that
这个很大的困难哦，很大的困难呐、啊。
That's actually very difficult.
我回去跟我妈妈好好的沟通。
So when I got home, I tried to communicate with my mom.
我不敢跟我爸爸讲。
I was a little afraid of my daddy, so I didn't tell him.
我说妈妈，我要信耶稣喽。
So I told my mom that I was going to be a Christian.
我拜托你哦，那个东西哦，我要吃的，你特别留一份给我吃，好不好？
So I asked her to separate when she was cooking, separate a portion for me.
感谢主，我妈妈听我的话呢。
So my mom listened to me actually.
我爸爸说你这份做什么？
And my dad would ask me, what do you do with that little small portion?
就是我要吃的。
She won't tell him, said, this is for me.
所以在那个一段时间我挣扎了很久。
So that time I had a really hard struggling.
这个时候很多的传道有就乌央道执事也到我家来了。
The time there will be many pastors and deacons in the church will come to my house.
就翻圣经给我爸爸看啊。
They will study the Bible with my parents.
我爸爸那时候心很硬的不接受呢。把他赶出去呢。
My dad will just cast them away to my, from my, my house.
这个不是这个真神的教会，这不是我们所拜的那个神才是。
Your God is not the true God. The God I'm worshiping is the one he will acclaim.
感谢主，他一来很多次，到最后他软下来了。
After many visits, however, my dad started to listen.
我爸爸的心为什么会软下来
？How come his heart was softened at that time?
因为我妈妈开那个杂货店呢，比较忙碌了哈。
Because the little shop we had was very busy for us.
她有的时候要坐巴士到丰原去那边买那个鱼回来卖给人家了。
Sometimes she had to catch a bus to go somewhere else to get a fish from wholesale and then they will sell it in our store.
那么她的胆有结石。
And she had some problem with her
胃也不好，这个胃也不好。
And with her stomach.
所以有一天她。那天晚上真的很痛苦啊。
So that one night she was suffering there was a pretty painful for her.
她就躺在那个床上睡觉。
She was lying in the bed and sleeping.
晚上一直呻吟这样我们听得很难过啊。
Because of the pain, she kept on making little noise and we were, it's very difficult for us to hear that.
但是我那个时候还有信心呢。晚上我跑到部落去叫彭执事、江德发传道那几个弟兄姐妹来我家为我妈妈祷告呢。
I actually had good faith at that time, even was late at night. I came to get the pastors and deacons to my house to pray for her.
他们来的时候是拿一个火把来的，用那个简单做的火把这样来的哦。
They came with a torch in their hands.
就在我那个房间里面祷告。
So we kneeled down in my room and we started to pray.
祷告将近二十分钟啊。
We prayed for about 20 minutes.
突然间我听到那个声音啪一声。
And all of a sudden, I heard a loud voice, loud noise.
原来我妈妈在床上面祷告的时候她是坐下来祷告那个床的那个四个角断掉了一个。
It turned out my mom was praying on her bed also, and all of a sudden, one of the four legs of the bed was broken.
因为那个是用竹子做的比较不牢固。比较穷嘛，就是没有，就是用竹子做的，断掉一个就这样翘起来。
Because the bed was made of bamboo and wasn't very strong, so one of the legs was broken.
这个时间还是继续祷告
Then she still kept on prayer.
哇，祷告一段时间，结果我妈妈哭了很厉害。
And after a while, my mom started to cry really loud.
突然间身体也震动啊。
All of a sudden, her body started to shake.
这就讲的话又不一样了。
And then she started to speak in tongue again.
哇，那个江传道说，哇，感谢主，你妈妈得圣灵了，感谢主的。
Pastor John told us, "Thanks, Lord, your mom had received the Holy Spirit."
我妈妈一直哭很久。
My mom just kept on crying.
结果我问她妈妈，你哭什么
？When I asked my mom, "Mom, what are you crying for?"
她说，有个人那么可怜。 为什么被人挂在木头上？
She said, there is this person so pitiful. Why would they hang him on the cross?
被人用那个钉子钉在那个木头上面。
Why did she have to go through being nailed on the cross?
流了很多的血。
And she had so much blood.
她说为什么那么可怜？这个人死的跟一般人不一样。
Why is it so pitiful this person died in such a different way from other person?
感谢主，她看到异象。
Thank the Lord, she saw the vision.
弟兄姐妹们，想一想，我妈妈那个时候还没有慕道哦，还不知道耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，这个道理她一点都不懂哦。
Try imagine this at that time, my mom never been to a church and he never knew about this story.
但是神垂听我们的祷告。
Yet Jesus listened to our prayer.
哇，他就讲出来，我说杰拿那个可怜安尼回老乡你这，还过改第二个安尼，哇，他心里很难过了。一直哭了。
She felt very sorrowful in her heart and she was crying. That was the reason why she was crying.
结果我爸爸深受感动啊。
My dad was touched also.
哇，他说，啊，老弟兄啊，你太太看异象了哈，所以明天安息日哈，你最好是来教会的听道理这样。
So the pastor will say, to my dad that since your wife has received such a wonderful vision, you better come.Tomorrow on Sabbath day to listen to the truth.
讲好好就不去了。
And even though he said okay, then next day he still refused to go.
可是感谢主，我妈妈肯去。
Yet my mom was very willing to go.
她的心里这身体很疲惫，就这样走到会堂哦。
Even though she was physically weak and she would just keep walking to the chapel.
她说我要靠祷告，我不要吃药。
She said I will rely on my prayer but not medicine.
结果真的把那个汉中医院拿的三天的药就把它丢掉了，没有吃哦。
And she did throw away all the medicine that she received.
她到会堂祷告的时候，也不知道怎么样，啊，这个很奇妙，这个有一点坡度哦，她走的蛮快的呢。
So when she was walking to the chapel, even though there was a slope, but she was actually able to walk really fast.
哇，我感受到我妈妈第一次到教会教堂来啊，我心里感动的哭出来。
So that was the first time my mom went to the church and I almost started to cry.
一个人不听先生的话，听神的话，就这样走到会堂来，那天祷告也被圣灵充满了。
And for such a person to listen to the Lord rather than her husband, she would come to the church and receive the Holy Spirit.
那么我的父亲心很硬哦，还是一年都不来。
Yet my daddy was still very stubborn and he won't come to church for another year.
还是继续拜他的偶像。
He will continue to worship his idols.
哦，我那个时候心里是很难过。
And I was really sorry for the time.
他们说哈，腓立比书里面告诉我们说，你要借着祷告，你要交托给神哦，神会给我们意外的平安。
The book of Philippians tells us we need to rely on God and put everything into prayer and then God will give us.Peace beyond our imagination.
但是我要去守安息日，我爸爸不肯。
So yet when I wanted to go to church on Sabbath day, my dad won't want to go.
结果安息日了。
So when Sabbath come,
我很多次哈都是穿着工作服去做礼拜的。
Many times I would go to the church in my work uniform.
有一次啊，我爸爸跟我爸爸在砌这个水土保持那个博坎的时候啊，砌那个石头哈。
Once we were working on.Some construction work.
因为十点要做礼拜。
Because the session on the Sabbath service starts.
我跟我爸爸讲我要去做礼拜，跟妈妈讲我要去做礼拜，爸爸说不可以去。
So when I told them that I want to go, and Dad said no.
这个时候我跟他讲说，你回去拿点心给我吃了
哦。Then I told my dad, why don't you go home and get me some snacks?
哎，他真的去拿点心了。
And then he went.
去拿点心之间，我就跑来教会哦。
While he was gone, I ran to the church.
我到教堂来的时候就带着斗笠哦，穿着那个雨鞋啊，穿那个脏衣服来的呢。
I was in the dirty work uniform in the church.
哇，真的神哦，看到我们这个情形哦，真的是帮助我们了哦。
Truly, God helped us in this kind of situation.
在一起慕道、一起祷告的一年多的时间。
So this kept on for about another year.
里面哦，这个挣扎，哎呀，太大了。
It was a very great struggle for us.
第一个一贯道的教徒绝对反对，那个拜偶像的信徒绝对反对。
First of all, those fellow idol worshippers, they don't like us going to church.
第二个，我的亲戚啊，阿伯啦，那些通通都没有来往。
And secondly, all of my relatives just refuse to come to talk to us anymore.
等于没有亲戚朋友一样啦。
As if we have lost them.
本来过年过节会来往哦，婚丧喜庆会来往，这都断了嘞，都断了。
Normally in the holidays or festivals, we'll come to visit one another. But now everything stopped.
但是我的父亲还是很硬的心哦。
My father still was very stubborn.
啊，神给他一次机会了哦。
And then once God gave him a chance.
他的肺部就不太好了。
His lungs started to fail.
因为他抽烟抽得很凶。
Because of his heavy his smoke.
所以有一次啊，他就去照 X 光。
So then he went to a hospital, took an X-ray of his lungs.
那个时候照 X 光要到丰原省立医院那个肺结核防治中心那边去照啊。
The time he had to go to a very big hospital away from my house.
一照很多很多的黑洞。
And from the picture, you can see many black
holes. 他说你患了肺结核病了。
They told him you're in You're in trouble.
啊，你这个药带要拿一大包的药带回去吃。
So they gave him a big bag of medicine for me to take.
哇，我爸爸那个时候就感受到哈，他的身体有病痛了。
The time my dad started to realize that he is not very strong anymore.
哎，很奇妙哦，在跟他讲说来听道理，他就肯了呢。
And then, when we told him to come to church, he was willing to go.
我第一次看到我爸爸来的时候，我真的也是很高兴啊。
So when I saw my father come to the church for the first time, I was so happy.
可是魔鬼不让他进来。
And yet the idols, the demons would not let
him come in. 前进后退，这样在那边挣扎呢。
Outside the chapel, he will come, he will get closer and further away.
我跑去给他拉回来啊。
So I went to
我说爸爸，你听听赞美诗啊，哎，好嘛，听听唱诗也可以嘛。
Just told him, just come in to listen to the hymns.
听了听，就安静下来了。
So after listening to the hymns, he started
他的心就平静下来了。
He had a peaceful heart.
感谢主，就这样一次一次就安静下来了。
And thank the Lord, after a few times, he quiets down.
这个时候啊，牧夫执事也来了啊，牧夫执事。
The time, the deacon has come.
啊，就在我家用餐呢、啊，吃饭呢、啊。
And then we had a meal in our house.
因为我爸爸还是吃素哈、哦，他没有吃肉，没有吃鱼那一类的。
Because my dad was still a vegetarian.
他在那个小的这个缝纫机上面吃，跟我妈妈在那边吃。
He will go to a little table, on the side to eat vegetarian food.
那么我们就在餐厅哦，跟牧师吃饭。
So me and the deacon will eat on the dining table in the dining hall.
啊，牧师是告诉我说，哎，你最好是跟你爸爸讲，那偶像把它除掉。
So the deacon will told me that you better tell your father to remove all the idols.
他说一定要把这偶像除掉，他平安了、啊。
You have to get rid of them before you can receive peace.
他发给那个《生命记》第七章第五节那边哦，就说要把这个偶像把它毁掉了，啊，用火把它烧掉这样。
So he turned to another Bible verses, show me why we had to do that.
结果我跟我爸爸讲说，爸爸，我们信耶稣，我们就不要拜假的神嘛哈。
So I told my dad,
我把偶像除掉好不好？
Told my dad, now we're Christians, we should get rid of those idols, shall we?
他不讲话就表示。哎，可以的嘛，哦。
So since he didn't say anything, I take that as a yes.
不赞成也不反对啊。
Because he didn't say no after all.
哇，感谢主，好机会来咯。
Thank Lord, that was a good opportunity for me.
哇，第二天我就找一个弟兄来说，除不了，除不了。
So second day, I invited a brother and two of them.
结果呢？
We try to
用什么把偶像除掉呢
？So how do we get rid of all the idols?
用四个箩筐，那个以前的箩筐那么大哦，就是放香蕉那个、啊，割香蕉的，那么大哦。偶像啊，全部放在箩筐上面。
We got four large containers to put them inside.
我挑一担，一个弟兄挑一担。
So I carried two on my shoulder, and the other, my brother, the brother in church carried another two.
要挑到哪里去呢
？Where did we carry?
挑到那个大甲溪的溪畔里面，河水在里面给丢掉，给丢在那个地方。
We just threw them into a river.
但是处的时候不是这么容易哦。
Yeah, it was not that easy.
哇，心里在挣扎。
It was a struggle in my heart.
奉主耶稣的名除相了。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we removed the idols.
哎，我爸爸安安静静的。
Amazingly, my dad was very
很奇妙，很奇妙。
It was very
本来一个脾气那么坏的人，今天他能够这么安静坐在那边，他也不去搬了。
He used to have such a bad temper, yet today he is so quiet and he even come to help us.
我跟他讲。这个拿掉了，拿掉哦，都好好的拿捏了。
Say,
但是你的这个神座，你不要给我拿去丢掉。
I told him to get this, and he will agree, and he will help me.
我这个祖先牌，你不要给我拿去丢掉。
But in the end, he said, this is for our ancestor. You cannot remove.
哇，感谢说好啊，那个以后再解决嘛。
I thank the Lord. Okay, I'll take care of that later. I'll do the rest.
哇，我心里很喜乐啊。
I was really happy in my heart.
哇，我想就一直四点十八对八，就两个人就在半路上啊，碰到我的这个亲戚啦。
So in carrying the idols to the river, halfway through, I ran into my relatives.
因为我爸爸在那边是有做一个土地公像哦，他是这个盖一个庙土地公的哦。
Because at that place there is a little temple dedicated for another idol.
我那个时候太高兴了哦，没有把偶像盖起来，没有给他盖起来。
I was so excited that time, so I didn't cover the containers with something.
我想应该用那个杂草哦，给他盖一下嘛哦。人家就不会看到嘛。
I should have
可是没有啊。
Some grass to cover them, so no,
太高兴了，就跳就走了，一走一快。
So, so happy that I was very in a hurry.
啊，他们工作回来就看到了。
And when my relative ran into me, they saw that.
他说：“哦，你那腰瘦，哎呀，你们那么腰瘦，哎呦，你这人哦，哦，怎么呢？”
Then they started to curse me because of what I was doing.
哎呀，是你那个单调的腰瘦，哦，怎么的嘛？骂得很凶
，so really they really cursed me a lot.
我就不管他，奉耶稣的名一直走到下坡，走到水门去了。
I just ignored them, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I just went past them.
把偶像弄成一堆
，and there was a whole pile of those idols.
我跟那个弟兄啊，就用石头丢啊。
And me and the brother in the church, we
有一个弥勒佛，最大的一个弥勒佛哈，那个弟兄丢三次都丢不到，我记得很清楚。我第一次就丢到他的头部就裂开了。
We started to throw stones at those idols, and remember there was one big one. I threw a big rock at it, and it was broken.
我想除掉的时候，我说这个不干净东西也不要丢掉，箩筐也丢掉，放水里给它流走了。
And also, I threw away those four containers because I considered them unclean.
我爸爸回来的时候问我，你那个弥勒的？
So when I went back, my dad asked me, "Where are the containers?"
我当丢了，不要了，当丢。
I threw them away already.
啊，那个那么钱买的，你怎么丢掉
？He was angry because that was actually kind of expensive.
我说被水流走了。
I told him they flew away in the water already.
啊，他也不讲话了。
Then he didn't say anything further.
哇，感谢主，那天哦，还有那个神桌还没出哦。
However, there's one piece of furniture left.
还有祖先的那个牌子还没出哦。
And also a place dedicated for our ancestors.
我爸爸就把他那个祖先的牌子把它藏起来。
My dad,
他藏起来，我知道藏在哪里、啊。
My dad actually tried to hide that piece of things in somewhere,、哎、but I knew where it is.
结果我们家很多那个跪垫啊，那个跪垫哦，那个一贯道要这样跪下，一叩首、二叩首那个哦，很多、哦，也要把它烧掉。
Because we also had many kneeling pads, so we want to get rid of those as well.
啊，我就那天哦，我就跟那个弟兄讲，哎，帮忙忙一下，我那个神桌很重嘞。那个是从鹿港那个不到几斗米换来的，那个很贵哦。
So then I told his brother, and please help me. Let's get rid of this table, if that because of a very expensive, heavy table.
因为我爸爸不在。
My dad was not around.
我一直想，爸爸不在是好机会来了。
I figured that's a good opportunity for me.
真的，那天我就躲在那个神桌下面，抬起来嘞，就跑抬到山上去哦。
So just that day, I carried this heavy table up to the top of the hill.
把所有的柜子都拿堆在一堆
，and put everything together on a big pile.
奉主耶稣圣名，放一把火烧掉。感谢主的那个火越来越猛，越来越猛啊！因为那边很低，很多油嘛，哦，那个桌子啊，就烧掉了。
So and in the name of Jesus Christ, I started a fire to burn everything away.
感谢主，很不容易才这样把偶像除掉。
Thank Lord, this is a not very easy task to remove all the idols.
那么平安就来了。
And then peace started to come to my house.
我爸爸妈妈那个时候要把这个素食把它戒掉，也是很不容易。
Actually, it was not easy for them, for my parents to stop eating those vegetarian food.
结果又翻开使徒行传给他看，哦，神降的物哈，什么都可以吃了哈，血不要吃了，热死的不要吃了就可以了。哎，他感动了。
So then we turn to the Bible, show the Bible verses to them.
Oh, 他跟我讲说，哦，我今天要吃猪肉了。
Which says that everything is okay for us to eat. Then they they were touched and
我们就去买猪肉，买好多啊，好像不几斤呢。那个勺子哈、哦，装水那个用那个壶做的呀，一个满满，他吃掉了。
So we went to buy lots of pork and they started to eat.
哇，那么厉害，吃掉。
And,
他说八年没有吃了，要补一补啊。
He said, it's been 8 years since I had meal. Since I had meal.
第二天买更多呢。
So the second day they bought
两个瓢子，两个瓢子，剩下一点点。
They doubled the portion.
他说这给你吃了，你得给我吃。我说好吃。
So I had some of the leftover also.
哇，那个鱼我煎得很香的，就拼命吃，拼命吃，哦，吃得很饱呢。
So they fried the fish and it was very good to taste.
兄姐妹，我们想一想，信耶稣好不好
？Brothers and sisters, let's think about whether it's how wonderful it is to.
我爸爸没有信耶稣的时候，他会去理光头啦，去剪光光光光光光啦。
Before he, my father believed, he will remove all his hair and to say prayer to his idols.
子子孙孙啊，连累了。
And that's trouble all his family.
所以我的宗教革命是成功的哦。
So therefore, I had a very successful religious revolution.
我那个时候，民国54年、56年就受洗了，4月11号就受洗了。
So I was baptized in 1967.
那么我受洗的恩典很多。
Since I was baptized, I received many blessings.
第一个呢，神给一个贤惠的妻子了哈。
First of all, he gave me a very nice wife.
圣经有讲哈，这个。田财房屋都是祖宗给我们的了。
The Bible tells us everything we own are given to us by God.
但是贤惠的妻子是神赐给我们的。
A good wife also given us to by God.
我那个时候刚刚信耶稣啊，林先生长老娘跟我讲说，哎，亲随一个姐妹哦，啊，我们去看一看好不好？这样。
That time actually I just believed, and the pastor in your church who says there's this sister.Living in a nearby village, let's go visit her.
我一直想我不配她了、哦、
Because I knew her, so I wasn't worthy of her.
因为信耶稣没有多久嘛、哦、
Because after all, I haven't believed for that long.
而且在师专读书、哦、又还没毕业嘛。
And also, I was in school, hasn't graduated yet.
结果她说去看去看啊。
So she will encourage me to go visit her.
啊、哦，我一直祷告神，我真的去看了呢。
After praying, I just actually did go with
them. 可是我很紧张，我一直吃口香糖。
So I was so nervous. I kept on chewing my.
他就坐在他三姐夫那个台中那个椅子上面哦，这样他也不敢看我，我也不敢看他。
She was very nervous also, and we are afraid to look at one another.
结果张老娘我说啊，感谢主了，安利的货了，感谢主了。
And they can tell us, well, this is actually very good. You are a very good couple.
我们就这样啊，结婚以后才谈恋爱的呢。
So actually, we got married before we started to date.
感谢主一直陪伴我三十几年。
Thank Lord that we are together for over 30 years by now.
我有的时候啊，正道完毕，他会告诉我你什么地方哦，语词啊比较尖锐一点，要修改一下。
Sometimes when I give a sermon, she will tell me where I did well and where I should improve.
好像要来这个地方哦，他一直告诉我。你要来，你要准备哦。昨天晚上我睡不着呢。
Just because, for example, when I was about to come here, she would tell me.
我很怕，我不知道讲什么。
You better be prepared because you have to know what you're going to talk about.
三点半就说起来这样。
So 3:30 in the morning, she would wake me up.
我说我要讲什么好？你给我讲讲看嘛。
I would ask her, what should I say? You know, tell me.
我说讲信主，经过我妈妈的恩典，爸爸的恩典，好不好？我说好啊。你要准备哦。
So she gave me a couple of ideas and ask me to prepare.
她说你勇敢的，我给你当祷告了这样。
She would tell me, be brave. I pray for you. Don't worry.
真的呢，我体会到主内灵魂哦，哇，真福气满满的，福杯满溢了哦。
I experienced the blessing of getting married in the Lord.
第二点呢，就把我父亲呢家族全部受洗归入基督。
And secondly, our whole family was baptized to Christ.
非常感谢主，就是我妈妈哈，我那个时候政府有一个行政的命令哈，就是说你55岁你要退休的赶快退哦，你不退哈，你要到65岁才退这样。
At that time, my mom was in a dilemma because there was a government requirement that if you are 55 years old, you have to retire. If you do not, then you have to wait until 65 years old.
我带着神的恩典来了，赶快，赶快报！神的恩典来了。
What, When the blessing of God come.
我们服务32年了，我们就提出去啊，我们就这样就退下来了，退休了啊，
so,
就退休了。
Both of us, me and my wife, we decided to retire.
那个时候我妈妈病重啊，爸爸也身体不好。
The time my both of my parents are, pretty weak in health.
感谢主，我就利用这个时间呢、啊、来照顾我妈妈。
Thank Lord, I used this opportunity to take care of them.
那么又碰到九二一大地震。
And then there was this, big earthquake of Taiwan.
啊，会堂要重建。
We need to rebuild our chapel.
所以我不得不啊啊就帮忙总会哈的监工。
So I have to take on this job to being a monitor for the rebuilding.
因为我抱怨感谢神的恩典哦，他说找那个地找不到了，不好找了，所以就把一块地哦奉献给教会建这个会堂。
Because it was not very easy to.Find another piece of land to build, so he just dedicated a piece of his land to church.
我妈妈糖尿病15-16年的时间。
My mom had this problem, physical.
她只有定期的吃啊省立医院的药而已。
She had diabetes for 15 years, and she has been taking medicines from the hospital.
其他的副作用完全是没有哦。
There's no side effect from the medicine at all.
哎、好像伤口不容易好了，通通都没有。
She didn't have any other problems.
但是我妈妈她很忠心主。
My mom was really loyal.
第一个呢，传道来后，她一定要接待传道。
First of all, if there's a pastor coming to town, she has to take care of him.
她说这个恩典不要失去。
She said we should not let this opportunity go.
第二个呢，她每天早上几乎是每天到会堂来扫地。
Secondly, every morning she would get up in the morning.To the chapel to clean up.
而且插花
and also to arrange flowers.
他插的花是插野花哦，不是新买的野花，去找那个啊野花插。
Only take wild flowers and collect them and put them together.
那么他病痛啊、比较严重的时候，就麻烦我差不多半年的时间了哈。
For about half a year, when she was really sick, she would ask me to do it.
啊，他要离开的时候，因为我那个时候要导护嘛，我7点就要到校。所以他坐在椅子上，就这样的软下来。
So when she was about to leave this world, I was still in school, so she passed away on sitting on.
没有带病痛哦。
There's no big suffering at all.
非常感谢主，而且看到很多的异象。
Thank the Lord that actually she also saw many visions.
他要安息的前一天哦，他有啊、看到异象啊，就跟我太太讲。
So the day before she departed, she saw a vision and told us about it.
意思说啊，他的时间已经不很长了哦。
And it was something like she didn't have too much time left.
啊，他看到我们古圣徒啊，古教会信徒在天上的事情。
She saw the apostles, disciples in heaven.
在那边唱诗，在那边祷告。
They were singing and praying in heaven.
他说我常常看到两位白衣天使哦下来跟他讲话。
She also saw two angels dressed in white coming down to talk to her.
所以晚上我睡在她的边边，她时常会笑啊，会笑。
So at night when I slept near her, I could hear her laugh.
我有时候给她摇一摇，妈妈你不要笑那么久嘛，你笑那么久影响人家。
I would shake her, say, "Mom, don't laugh for too loud because this is a."
她说感谢主，我又看到异象啊。
And she would tell me, "Thank Lord, I have seen another vision."
她给她很多的喜乐。
And she was very joyful the last days.
啊，弟兄姐妹们想一想哦，一个爱主的人哦，神不会亏负他了。
Let's think about this. For a person who loves, truly loves God, God will take care of them.
再讲到我爸爸哈。
And now stories about my daddy.
啊，去年才安息的。
And he passed away last year.
96岁。
At age of 96.
他到病重的时候啊，有三个月的时间。
For 3 months when he was really sick.
我就他每天要我把他推到我因为我家的会堂跟那个我住的跟会堂是隔壁就隔壁而已。
Because we live right next to the chapel now.
每天都要看那个会堂工程的进度怎么样。
Every day we'll watch the construction progress of the
church. 晚上祷告说求主怜悯啊怎么样赶快会堂赶快建好。
Every night we'll pray so thatThe construction goes smoothly.
真的，感谢主啊！那个招雄公司、啊，一年的时间，十个时间就把它建好了。
And thank God, the construction was finished within a year.
那么， 把这个真耶稣教会牌子挂起来的时候，我正好把它推到外面去看，看那个工人呢钉那个这个真耶稣教会哦，把是钉起来的时候，他感动到落泪啊。
So when the time came when the construction worker will hand the 出自于 church sign on the church, I pushed him out to take a look, and he was in tears. 把那个
教堂的椅子搬好了，带他进来，感动到落泪。
When we finished arranging the chairs in the chapel, he was also in tears.
他还问我说，钱从哪里来，够不够钱？
He would ask me, where did the money come from? Do they have enough funding?
我说，爸爸，你不要烦恼。
I said, Father, do not worry.
神都为我们预备好了。
God has prepared everything for us.
就真的会堂把那椅子盖好以后，没几天也是坐在沙发也安息的呀。
And only a few days after they finished all the construction work of the chapel, and he passed away again peacefully in the chair.
那一天很奇妙，哦，我的亲戚朋友来了很多的人。
That day was quite wonderful. Quite amazing. Many of my relatives are here.
三姐夫、大姐夫、二姐夫，通通来，没有电话联络，通通来呢。
They all came, with, even though I didn't call anybody.
弟弟也来了，弟媳也来了。
My sister and my brother.
早上还有说有笑，在旁边有说有笑。
In the morning, they were still talking to each other, having fun.
而且还跟他们讲说，哦，我的孙子啦，利恩啦，在美国怎么样啊？哦，有说有笑呢。
He was even.Talking about his grandchildren in U.S. and they were having.
我们在厨房忙的时候，在厨房忙的时候，11:45，我要请他吃饭，我要做饭给他吃。
In the kitchen, I prepared a lunch, and 11:45, I said, "Okay, lunch is ready."
哎呦，怎么软下去了
？All of a sudden, we see him just.
哇，我说哈利路亚，感谢主啊，爸爸你安息了，感谢主，我就抱起来。
And all of a sudden, we see him going away, and that, "Hallelujah, thank the Lord," and he passed away just like that.
所以他也没有什么病痛。
So he didn't suffer anything at all.
对不起啊，感谢主啊，就这样就安息了。
And that's how he was laid to rest.
那么他这个追思礼拜啊，就在那个新的会堂。
The memorial service was held in the new chapel.
所以哦，神垂听他的祷告。
And God has listened to his prayers.
哦，那时候很多人来参加。
The time there was many people come to attend the service.
所以我认为说我们信耶稣到现在我们不要忘记神的恩典。
So therefore, I believe that we should not forget about all the great blessings which we receive from God.
我们知道这个恩典之后，我们要报恩呢。
When we remember those blessings, we need to remember to repay the grace from God.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说哈。你的工作有多少就随着你去。
The Bible tells us you can do whatever you want.
你在主里面做多圣工不会徒然的。
The work you do for God will not go in vain.
所以人家一直看到说，老老师，你爸爸那么好，就这样就安息了。
So people will tell me that you had such a wonderful father and she just passed
away. 你妈妈那么幸福，这样就安息了，很幸福啊，这讲的，很幸福的。
Both your parents are so lucky they just passed away.Without any suffering.
我说感谢主，感谢主啊！
I just told them this is we need to thank God for this.
我妈妈在办告别式的时候这个场面很感人哦，所以很多那个信徒哦，一二十年没有来机会，也是回头过来了呢。
During the memorial service, my mom was so touching that many of the brothers and sisters who have left the church and they will just come back and come back to God.
但是呢，他们的身体都。不是很健康的，很可惜。
Because, however, their physical health are not very good anymore.
所以有一个弟兄他告诉我。
So there's one brother who told me.
说就是啊，我离开神二十多年了，我损失太多了。
Told me that I've been away from God for over 20 years. I have lost so much.
我如果不离开神，我不会变成这样。
I wouldn't have been like this if I hadn't departed from God.
真的，我们要体验神哦，神跟我们同在的时候就不一样。
Truly, we need to experience God, and this, we're different when we can be with God.
神不跟你同在，你就依靠你自己的聪明。
Without God with you, you have to rely on yourself.
你就会很骄傲。
Then you will be proud of yourself.
所以雅各书那边告诉我们说，神施恩给谦卑的人呐，阻挡骄傲的人。
And also, we can see from the book of James that God will bless those who are humble and block those who are proud.
当然，我们信耶稣哈，也会经过很多的历练哦。
Of course, we as Christians will go through trials and sufferings as well.
我认为这个都是神给我们的功课。
I believe those are all teachings and lessons for us.
我们更要谦卑来顺服神。
We need to have a humble heart and listen to God. Be obedient to God.
祝福大家。
May God bless every one of us here.
一起默祷。
Let's all bow our hands, praying in silence.